Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast on the Houston Rockets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Everybody, I am Ben Dubose, and this is Locked On Rockets, the show that takes you inside the Houston Rockets and gives you the scoop on everything going on with your favorite basketball team. As we talk today, it's Monday, September 12th, and really, there's still no huge news, but we finally got the first bit of hard news from the Rockets, which is that next Friday, September 23rd, it's Media Day. It had been reported previously by Dave Hardesty at Clutch Fans, but now we have it confirmed from the team. At 12:30 next Friday until 2:30, it's availability with Daryl Morey, head coach Mike D'Antoni, and most of the Rockets training camp roster, which is still yet to be officially announced. But basically, every single player of any kind of significance, they'll sit down with the media for 10 to 15 minutes, and it's one of the best access periods you get all year. Because yes, as media, we do get to talk to these guys after practices and before and after games, that kind of stuff. But once you get into training camp, and especially once you get into the regular season, it's very much a day-to-day focus. These guys are going to give you the one game at a time cliche. They're focused on, you know, their opponent that night, whoever's coming up next. And it's very much of a small-time focus. Media day is the one time that you can ask big picture things about the players themselves, the franchise, and you'll get answers. They're typically a lot more open than what players say during the year when everything is just, again, one game at a time, one week at a time, and just focusing on very short-term trends. Media day is where you can get some really good answers. So from 12:30 to 2:30, next Friday, September 23rd, it's only 11 days away, I would urge you guys to stay on your Twitter feeds. There's going to be a lot of great intel coming out that day. But with Media Day so soon, the most interesting thing about it isn't what's going to happen during those 2 hours themselves. It's what has to happen before Friday the 23rd. So that's why I thought it would be kind of good to talk about today and recap. Because one thing about this, it's going to be 2 hours of nonstop questions from every viable reporter in Houston. And so one thing teams do, not just the Rockets, but everyone in the NBA, they want to have their ducks in a row. They're not going to leave topics uncertain because, well, it can get really awkward in a hurry. There are sometimes you can't avoid it. I can think of a couple of years ago when Omer Asik reportedly wanted to be traded after the Rockets signed Dwight Howard. And of course, being that he's not exactly the most talkative guy anyway, and in Europe in the offseason, no one had really gotten a hold of him before media day, and everyone chased him down, and yeah, it was predictably awkward, as one might imagine. But generally, that's an exception to the rule. Teams know their outstanding situations, and they try to get them resolved, because everybody wants to put on a happy face, because media day, you know, it's positive all around the league. Everybody thinks on media day that it's going to be their year, and teams, they know it's one of their best PR days of the year. They're going to get a lot of good stories, so they don't want to have any loose ends. So for the Rockets, that means a couple of things. First and foremost, the Donatas Moniunas situation. Obviously, he's still a restricted free agent. We've talked about this for 2 months now, as long as we've had Locked On Rockets. And again, there's nothing new to report. The last we've heard, late July, Moniunas did an interview with Mark Berman of Fox 26, saying that he anticipated signing in the next few days, potentially 3 or 4 years, said he wanted to be back in Houston, tone very positive. Since then, absolutely nothing. We have heard nothing on his front, and people are wondering, you know, is there a conspiracy theory? Are the Rockets working on a sign and trade to send him somewhere else, or what's going on? You can't rule it out, but by and large, usually the simplest explanation is the most accurate, and the simplest explanation in this case is that Moniunas just is not getting the contract offer that he wants, and there's no real incentive for him to rush into a deal with the Rockets that he believes is below his market value. So he's played it slow the offseason. He has taken his time to see if anything else might develop on the market, if anyone else might have a hole for a power forward. But right now, there's not many openings. So I think he's probably going to have to take a deal that's below what his expectation was. And really, it's not just yes, the Rockets want to get a deal done because otherwise people are going to ask Daryl Morey over and over again what's going on. More than that, it's Monty Unis. Not only is Media Day Friday, training camp starts that Saturday, the 24th, and if he's not there, he's going to get behind the eight ball. To not ask Monty Unis, whether it's in Houston or somewhere else, he is not a good enough player that he can walk into a situation having missed a lot of training camp, missed a lot of practices, and be guaranteed a rotation spot. It just doesn't work that way, especially coming off of back surgery. He needs this year to reestablish his value because, let's be honest, if he was going to get the contract of his dreams with the Rockets or someone else, he would have signed it in July. So it's pretty clear that whenever Monty Unis does sign, he's going to be signing somewhat of a prove-it deal. That in whether it be next summer or 2 or 3 years from now, he's basically going to be playing to reestablish his value, the player he was before the back surgery, and get back to, you know, the league thinking of him in those terms. And to do that, he's going to have to play. And, if he signs after training camp starts, he's going to be behind the eight ball, and there are too many quality players in the Rockets camp or any other camp that he could conceivably go to. And, of course, he's restricted, so even if he did sign somewhere else, the Rockets would have the right to match any outside offer, which makes it even more likely that he's going to return to Houston. But there's a huge impetus to get a deal done, both from the Rockets' standpoint and Monty Unis, by next Friday. So this is not going to drag out indefinitely. Something is going to happen literally any day now because it basically has to. I also want to restate from Monty Unis' perspective why his situation is different than a lot of other players who have, you know, wanted to play but drug out their situation into the season. You know, occasionally you'll see someone like Carlos Boozer or Ray Allen, I can think of the last few years, free agents who, you know, flirted with teams in offseason but then said, well, I'll wait until the season for an injury or the right opportunity, so to speak. That doesn't really apply to Monty Unis. Those guys, they'd already earned a lot of money and they were at a point, both in age and money, that, you know what, if they were going to retire, they were comfortable with that. Financially, they were secure. Monty Unis, he's not to that level. And quite frankly, even if he thought he could pick a situation during the year, you know, wait until a power forward gets hurt, well, he's still restricted. He's still, you know, the Rockets hold his rights. So it's really not a great situation for him to wait. You can see that occasionally with a few veterans. You know, in the NFL, we heard talk about Ryan Fitzpatrick, the quarterback of the Jets, potentially taking a route like that. But it's really not going to happen with Monty Unis. There's just, it just doesn't make sense for his situation at this stage of his career. The other thing is, there are so many good young players in the NBA, 9 times out of 10, spots don't open up. We heard all last year, Carlos Boozer sitting around waiting for the situation. What happened? Well, there was never a situation for him. The league is too good. You give other guys an opportunity, they battle hard, the league is deeper and more talented than it's ever been. So if Monty Unis wants to get minutes to reestablish himself for his next contract, he's got to get there on day one of training camp and work his way in. And you can bet that the Rockets especially are going to be prioritizing training camp because after last season, when everything started off on the wrong foot, they got off to that 4-7 start that got Mikhail fired, eventually 5-10, I should say. And training camp was a big reason why. Harden had an injury. Dwight Howard had an injury. They were very disjointed. They didn't have good practices. They didn't have their full complement of players. So you can bet that even though the coaching staff is different, the front office isn't. Daryl Morey was there. Les Alexander was certainly watching over. And so the Rockets are going to be paying a lot of importance on training camp. So yes, there's every reason to get a deal done. The other perspective from the Rockets is not just Daryl Morey wanting to avoid awkward questions from the media. If Monty Unis isn't going to be there, they've got to find a replacement. I've said on this show before that if Monty Unis goes elsewhere, you need to address the backup power forward spot. I made a case for Carl Landry last week. There are other potential options either in free agency or trades, but right now your backup power forward is either Michael Beasley or Montrezl Harrell. And when you're already starting, you know, a power forward that's below average defensively in Ryan Anderson and a center in Clint Capella who's very young and is yet to play more than 19 minutes a game, that's a depth hit that you're not really going to be comfortable taking. So the Rockets have got to address this situation. Monty Unis has got to address it. So yes, even though we've talked about this for 6 weeks, in the next 10 days, something is going to get resolved, whether he returns to the Rockets or not. And of course, all indications, all logic would point to him still returning to the Rockets, just whether it's a 1 or 2 year deal or something longer, that's going to be his call. We'll wait and see. The other thing that's got to be addressed by Media Day is the announcing situation. Now, think back 3 weeks. We know Dave Hardesty at Clutch Fans also broke this story of Bill Worrell retiring either after this year or 2 years from now. But basically, Worrell is only going to call the home games that the Rockets schedule on TV. And on the road, he'll be replaced by Craig Ackerman, who is currently the radio broadcaster for both home and road for the Rockets. And when Ackerman takes Worrell's job on the road, Matt Thomas, currently a morning talk show host on Sports Talk 790, will then take over Craig's role as Rockets radio on the road. And Matt will also, according to Dave Hardesty's story, be taking over the PA role during Rockets home games, replacing John Paul Stevenson. And the interesting thing about all this, the Rockets have not announced it at all. And it's been a while. It's 3 weeks. Now, why have they not announced it? The biggest reason why, nothing is ever a mutual decision. While Bill Worrell, I don't think he wants to keep announcing forever. I don't think he's 100% ready to walk away. I think partially he knows he's getting to an age towards the latter part of his career where it's a viable path. But also the Rockets know that Worrell is at a certain age and they have to start thinking about what's coming next. And rather than let the situation define them, most teams and what the Rockets are doing here take a more proactive approach. So the Rockets are obviously trying to kind of bridge the gap between Worrell and Ackerman if it turns out that Craig is the next long-term TV guy, and obviously I hope he is. I think Craig's a great announcer, an even better guy, very dedicated to the Rockets. But the Rockets want to be proactive, and they want to start building for the next generation. But you've got to make sure that everybody's on the same page, and that means making sure that, you know, is this year the final year for Worrell, or is it next year? Is it just going to be the simple home versus road split, or is there going to be any overlap? There's a lot of, you know, I's to be dotted and T's to cross to make sure the ducks are in a row, because the last thing you want to do is make an official announcement and then someone reaches out to Bill Worrell and he expresses displeasure, because he's had way too good of a relationship with the Rockets organization for way too long for there to be any acrimony. You want this to be positive, so you've got to make sure everyone's on the same page, and that's got to happen by training camp, because otherwise it's going to be really awkward if Craig Ackerman is there on media day. Of course, the Root Sports crew, including Worrell, will be there. And really, everybody's writing their stories about what to expect from the Houston Rockets in the 2016-2017 season. And there's all these changes that we know are on the immediate horizon because they have been reported, yet no comment from the Rockets themselves. That's the kind of awkward situation that teams don't let hang around over media day. So I would expect some resolution on that. My guess is that Dave had the story right initially. If something changes, well, you know, again, there is a negotiating process. There's a back and forth to make sure that everybody's happy and on the same page. But that's another thing that we're going to have an announcement on in the next 10 days, I would suspect, because, well, it's got to. And I'm hoping so, because as I've said before and teased to, we're going to have some cool interviews after the news is out, because really all the principals involved in the process, they can't talk about it because it's not official. Craig, Matt Thomas, Bill Worrell, until the news is out, you know, there's not really a whole lot they can say. They're bound by secrecy until the Rockets officially announce the moves. So by media day, which is big for the Rockets, it's also big for the media, that situation's going to be resolved. The final item I would anticipate coming, and while the Rockets said it themselves in the media day release, there will be an official training camp roster released before media day. Of course, you can carry up to 20 players. The Rockets generally will, because, of course, it promotes good competition in training camp. Also, it's a competitive advantage if your owner's willing to pay for especially veterans to compete, because not every owner is. Les Alexander has shown a willingness to do that, bringing guys such as Aaron Brooks and Marcus Camby to camp in the past, even if he's not 100% sure there's a spot for them on the team, and that should only serve the Rockets well. That's why I said last week there's a chance you could see them go after Carl Landry, because Les Alexander is not going to be shy about his money. He is willing to spend to win. And of course, there's also the young guys that we've heard they have deals with, such as Isaiah Taylor, Kyle Wiltshire. That group of players, those deals have not been officially announced, but they will be by the next week as they finalize that roster of up to 20 spots. I would expect them to use all 20 spots, and really I would expect Anas Mataunas to be one of those 20, but of course they can't announce it until Mataunas' situation is resolved, so that's even another reason that you're going to see something on that front. There are a couple of other items that I would consider, I don't know, cute items, I'll say. You know, feel-good stories. We heard over the weekend a report from an Asian paper that the Rockets are going to retire Yao Ming's number, which, of course, given the impact he had both on and off the court, it's hard to imagine anyone else wearing number 11 with the Rockets. If they do that, if they announce the official game now, especially now that he's been inducted into the Hall of Fame. I could see them doing that on Media Day because that's a positive thing. Another, we've heard rumors, not confirmed, of a new court design. We've also seen in video game pictures a possible patch for the 50th anniversary, which is what the Rockets will be celebrating this upcoming season. These are the types of things. Positive surprises are good. What they're going to announce over the next 10 days are take away any potential negatives. If it's something that they can surprise us as the media and also the fans with positively, they'll do it. It's like the James Harden thing, which they did not leak until the day of Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon's press conference in July. If the surprise is positive, they'll keep it because you know what? They're going to get even more buzz on social media and with stories if the media doesn't see it coming. And if fans don't know what's happening, they're going to be even more inclined to share and talk about the news. So they're aware of that, and so you could see a new court design, a new patch. We know from this past year that they're going to debut a black alternate jersey this year. Perhaps you could combine that with the new court in some kind of demonstration. But really, there's no incentive for them to announce anything over the next 10 days. That's something we'll have to see what the marketing department has up their sleeves for us when we get to Toyota Center on Friday the 23rd. That's another reason for you guys to tune in on your Twitter feeds. But as far as news before then, news that could break tonight, tomorrow, any other day, this or next week, no, I would not expect that. The kind of news you're going to see released in the next week are basically news that could resolve situations that might otherwise be awkward. Monty Unitas' uncertainty. What's happening with the announcing team? What's happening with the official roster? Those are the things that Media Day serves as, you know, basically a force to get deals done. And we've been talking about them for 6 weeks. Some of these things, nothing has happened. But finally, by next Friday's Media Day, which has, yes, officially been announced today, the Rockets sent out the email to those of us in the media today. It's happening. We are going to start to have some real news. And then, of course, 12 days from now, Saturday the 24th, training camp will actually start and these guys will be back to basketball. Imagine that. Anyway, that happy note, I'll sign off. Again, this is Ben DuBose. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben DuBose. You can follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Rockets. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You can always reach out to us both on Twitter as well as at our official email address. That's lockedonrockets@gmail.com. With any questions, sponsorship inquiries, you name it, we want to be your voice as, you know, the bridge between the fans and the team. And if I can help you, please reach out to me and let me know what you want to know about this franchise. So with that said, I'm signing off. This is Ben DuBose, and I'll be talking with you again tomorrow.